Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Ooh. Hey Rob, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
What have you brought us? You haven't told us what you're going to talk about today. It's a surprise,
it's
apparently.
Me anxious.
Okay, what is art?
Oh my god, he's literally got the book upright so no one can see.
Oh no,
what
once
he's
I start talking about it, I'll
okay,
put it down.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay, what is art?
Right? What is art? That is a good question.
Last week, an Italian judge ruled that a sports car can in fact be a work of art. The decision has granted the Ferrari 250 GT. The same protections from reproduction in imitations as paintings and sculptures.
Oh, really? That's actually fascinating.
After Ferrari, they filed a legal complaint against another Italian company that had announced plans to produce replicas of it.
Of the Ferrari
of the car.
GT. Okay.
It's the first time in Italy that a car has been recognised as a work of art.
Ooh, la la.
Okay, now to me personally, I know nothing about cars. They're just colours to me. I see a car, so
nice
I look at that car
one.
And I go, yeah, it's red.
Yeah. Which,
but I actually get that.
The art thing?
That is a beautiful thing.
I get that.
Well, there's a lot of craftsmanship as
now,
well that goes
me,
into making
it makes more sense than anything Damien Hirst or Tracy Emin has ever produced.
I've got to say, I've never been a huge Damien Hirst fan.
Thank you.
But I will stand by it being art, but I just don't like it very much.
Damien Hirst used to make me really angry. Because
Damien Hirst did all the like sharks and cows
and formaldehyde.
Yeah.
To me, I thought
the skull with all the diamonds on it.
You con man. But a fair play to him because
yeah.
I think he's conned the art world.
Because
you get some of these so-called art experts, they're too scared to say, mate, that's rubbish. What are you doing?
You got to appreciate though, Rob. When he did it, he was the only person doing that. Doesn't that make it kind of remarkable?
Don't make it good. It's like the first case that exhibited a toilet.
Oh, mate, Duchamp.
You knew that.
I knew
what
that.
Like, what's all that about?
Rachel went to art school.
Yeah, I know.
So
she's
doesn't mean.
She should do the
doesn't,
art show
I'm
that.
Definitely not a professional. It doesn't mean, though, that I would like something like that. Also, you know, people say that Duchamp nicked that idea as well from a different artist, a woman whose name I've forgotten, which shows you how terrible that is. But, yeah, there's all these, you know, maybe he needed the same rules as the Ferrari as well. She needed it,
but,
rather.
It's like music, right, which is art as well, by the way. It's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's like Wallace Chapman went around to his gaff once and he's got this artwork on the wall and I looked at it and I went, what's that? Mm-hmm. Just this block. And he had to explain it to me. And I said to him, seriously, like, if I tell you a joke and you don't laugh and I explain it to you, it's because it wasn't funny.
Yeah. That's a very valid point. But
that
then
is a good point.
That's the thing is that.
But if it made you think about it.
You obviously thought the joke was funny to begin with, even if the other person didn't get it. So that's kind of the same, like, he obviously liked the piece of art, even if you didn't get it.
Yeah, I thought he was taking a mickey to start off with, but he was into it and he tried to educate me into it. And I said, look, I like what I like. I go to art galleries all the time, funny enough.
You do. You actually are quite the art geezer.
I love it. There's a real good art gallery in Papakura. I go there quite a lot. But that was, I just thought that was a really good thing.
It is an interesting thing.
The thing that Ferrari was recognised as a piece of art.
Because
when
you look at some vehicles, like my mate's got like a motorbike, and I annoyed him. I said, well, the first time I saw it, I said, that looks so good on the wall. Triumph. And it just looked really, really nice. I never want to get on it.
No.
I wouldn't drive it.
It's very dangerous.
I wouldn't do it. But I actually get that.
That it could be a piece of art. Well,
I think I do understand a motorbike being a piece of art slightly more than I do a car.
Why is that? Why one vehicle over the other?
Maybe I just like the look of the motorbike more.
Yeah, fair play.
But also, I think that Ferraris are expensive, you know?
Yeah, this one, so like, I think they only, like, someone just sold one, it was like $4 million or something. Like, absolutely.
Well, that's the thing, though, that I think is when you start to think about art getting really, really expensive, something like Damien Hirst's art, for example, which is, like, ridiculously expensive, you've got to wonder then what lines it's kind of crossing a wee bit there. Like, what's the point of selling a cow in formaldehyde for X amount of money?
Well,
you know?
But does that stuff actually sell? Do people want
that stuff Oh, my God,
look at me, I've got Damien Hirst.
He's one of the most, like...
Wait, so if you buy this Ferrari, do you drive it?
Oh, well, I'd probably not. I don't know.
If it's... Cause
If it's that expensive,
it's like if you buy Duchamp's toilet, do you use it? Probably not.
I don't think so, but like I'm sure
Donald Trump would. But anyway, that's that one, but the arty one. I thought it was quite interesting.
I like the arty one a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got another really quick one. In a study published last week, researchers at the Californian Institute of Technology claim to have traced a single radio burst back to its home nearly 8 billion light years away.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll just let you sink in for a little bit.
That's crazy. It's a long, long.
Where did you get that information from?
Fast radio bursts, or FRBs, typically lasting anywhere from a fraction of a millisecond to a few milliseconds, have been a complete mystery since they were first discovered in 2007.
Whoa. 2007's not even that long ago.
Oh, it's a kosher one. It's like a, yeah.
What?
You know, back in January, a newly built Canadian telescope picked up no fewer than 13 fast radio bursts, all seeming to originate from 1.5 billion light years away. This is another lot.
Wow.
Finding locations of one-off FRBs is challenging because it requires a radio telescope that can both discover these extremely short events and locate them with the resolving power of a mile-wide radio dish.
What? A
mile-wide radio dish?
That can only exist in somewhere like America where you've just got space.
Australia.
Well, that would make sense.
Could that be up?
Just got so much desert.
Everything can be
up. A mile-wide... Yeah, everything can be out.
The signal comes from a galaxy similar to the size of our own. It has such a low rate star formation that scientists call it a mellow galaxy. And wow. I wrote, that's where Bridge comes from.
A mellow galaxy.
I love that.
What all fast radio bursts have in common is mathematical regularity. They go beep, beep, beep. That's my impersonation.
That's a great impersonation. I'm sure that's exactly what they sound like.
Okay, yep. So this signal came from another galaxy.
Yeah.
Wow, we've got aliens out there. We're not alone.
So just think what we're saying.
So that's why you're feeling weird about the fog today.
This is what we're saying. We could actually be someone in another galaxy far, far away. Could be going, what's this BFM?
What have you? Hey, that's, you know, I'd like to think that someone on Mars or a different galaxy's Mars might be listening to us. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Hello, if you're listening out there.
Right, now,
I can
do a catch-up on something that we talked about ages ago because it's actually starting to happen now, this ghost hunting thing.
God. Tess and I are so stressed out by this.
I've actually got a ghost crew. I'll put a crew together.
You have.
A firm.
You've got a following.
I've got a following, and we're going to start doing it next week.
Rob is officially going Ghostbusters.
Seriously now, I don't want people saying, like, there's spirits behind the bar at Gal Braves and all that. If you know of anywhere... where we can do an investigation, can you please let us know?
I thought we've already got one locked into place.
I've got one, but you need more than one.
I like your research stuff.
I want to do a whole series of them.
Yeah.
I've actually been looking into how at Colonial Village, apparently it goes off over there.
Popping off with ghost activity.
Yeah. So we want somewhere, I want to try more than one location. I'm going to keep it going.
So you can text us with your ghosty locations for Rob.
Yeah,
so that
serious
he can,
stuff.
He
serious
can go
stuff.
Ghostbusters down
you
there.
You may have thought Rob had just put that one to rest.
Oh,
well,
no,
let me
no.
tell you.
He has not.
No,
it's been ongoing research.
Really weird. I'll tell you something really weird happened to me Friday.
What?
I was cooking fried eggs and one of my eggs just exploded.
Ghosts.
Dun, dun, dun.
The only logical explanation there, Rob, is ghosts.
Was too hot.
But yeah, there was another one next to it. There was two eggs.
Yeah, but
one exploded.
It looked like Elvis.
It looked like Elvis as it came.
Where did it go?
On the floor.
What? You know what? There is only,
the
what,
only
out
one
out
logical
pan?
Explanation
yeah.
I feel like your eggs might have been a bit old.
No, they was brand new. Well, you know, I got them up the shop. They was all good.
Blimey,
and as it flew through the area, it looked like Elvis.
And you try to say that you don't believe in ghosts. I feel like...
Absolutely.
No, I'm open to it. That's why you know how closed I'm about it. But if I've got to do this properly, I've got to be open.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, well, thank you very much, Rob.
You're on the lookout for ghost activity, like the Friday
on Wednesday, I can give you a catch-up on what happened with our first investigation.
That sounds terrifying and amazing in equal measure. Thank you very much, Rob. Keep your spooky suggestions coming in. Someone said Hopetown Alpha is haunted, so there's one for you already there, Rob.
And some ideas for me to talk about next week.
Yes, 5395, or you can give us a call on 309-3879.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Fun fact for you as well, Tess. I've just looked at...